Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I hope everyone is having a great morning this morning. It is 37 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Prince, and it's entitled Breathless Can Wait.
Early morning, need something else. else on my plate. Think I want another bite of you, babe. Breakfast can wait. You really put it on me. You shut it down last night. I thought the police were gonna come. Loud, yeah, quiet. I ain't trying to make you blush. I just think you're brave. Ain't no need to rush.
Breakfast can wait.
Smothered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass. Fresh cup of coffee. No, no. I'd rather have you in my glass. Only thing that's gonna sweeten my tongue. Only thing's gonna last now. Another body, you babe. You don't even have to ask.
Me nervous yet, let me groove.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful day.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 3 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Nelly featuring Tim McGraw, entitled Over and Over.
You put up all these years. sin again. Sometimes I wonder where we lost it. My good intentions were your favorite weapon, and still I've yet to learn my lesson. That you should
trying to fit into his schedule.
You know you deserve better than that.
No, I hear you. No. It's just that it used to be about us, but now it's all about him and what he has to do.
Really? I got a meeting. I'll be back.
You even had to deal with me. And even though I made you cry, I wanna make it right. Just give me some time to make it right. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, promise me you'll stay, baby. Would you just stay, baby? Stay with me, stay. Baby, won't you stay with me? I know that I messed up over a thousand times, said you wouldn't forgive me, but somehow I changed your mind. And now that we're here, I just can't let you go. And now I got your ear, baby girl, I gotta let you know. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 18 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Rich Kiyomoko.
Hey, True Colors, how you guys doing? I can't hear you. How you guys doing? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the world's safest space. Check it out. Woo! It's so safe, I'm going to have to bash myself. I did not have this growing up. I did not have any of this. I didn't have True Colors or Gay Straight Alliances or child care, any of this. This is beautiful. God, when I was in high school, oh my God, it was hard. We did not have any of the support. I mean, even my imaginary friends were homophobic. But I grew up in the 80s. This is like back during Duran Duran, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls period. I would dress up like all of them at the same time. I made Lady Gaga look like Laura Bush. Okay. Yeah. My clothing came out of the closet before I did. By the 20th club, I get into this club, and this MC, the host of the club, is like, yeah, the next guy up is like looks like the Chinese delivery guy, but like the gay version. Hiya! Yeah, safe space. And I'm not sure if I'm pissed because he thinks that all Asian people look the same, or that he thinks that, you know, all Asians look gay. Or the fact that all those Chinese delivery guys are in fact Mexican. Not all, some. My takeouts are Mexican, just to be clear. But you know, I want to work in this town, I want to work in this industry. So instead of going up there and kicking his ass, I'm just like, oh, you're so funny. You make me use a fake chinky accent. Hey, dude, thanks. Hey, way to bring me up, you know. But I understand that, you know, all Asians look the same to you. But, you know, it's the same for me. All you white guys look the same. You know, you look like all those white guys. What's that funny white guy on TV? Ellen DeGeneres. Except you're extremely homophobic. But you gotta work in the world. We are in the world. So, but you know, Obama did say he would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Right? You heard the news? So we're working on it. You all know the definition of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You can be gay. You can be in the military. Just shut up, fag. Right, that's what we're being told by that. And the opposition says gay people should not serve openly because it would undermine the security of our troops. You know, it would weaken the morale. Please. That argument is so lame. It's like saying, I was going to fight for freedom, but there are gay people here and I might drop a soap. Yeah, totally ignorant. I'm like, excuse me, people are dropping bombs and you're worried about dropping soap? Okay. Just a little update. Gay people don't use soap. We use body wash. Okay, so listen up. This is here's my test, my true test for strength and courage to prove that you're fit to serve our nation. Take each soldier alone, drop him unarmed in my old high school. Hot pants, rainbow flag, body glitter, and make him star in the spring musical. If he graduates alive, he is fit to serve. I am fit to serve. West Side Story, reporting for duty. Now my high school was rough. I mean, these guys would throw rocks through my window, or spray paint faggot on my house, steal my sewing kit, and the seam ripper. Right. But I would call the cops, and I would report this. I would speak out. And my mom would be like, Lee Chan, do not stoop down to their level. Rise above. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the same mom who said, we are praying to Jesus to find a cure. Thanks for the mixed message. My aunt was visiting from the Philippines last year, and I hadn't seen my aunt since I was like, you know, that gay. You know, no show tunes, just baking. And I wanted to come out to her, so I sit her down, I'm like, auntie, I just want you to know that, oh, I know, I already know, I'm like, you know, oh, please, I teach in the Cebu system, the school system, there are 10 teachers, they are all gay. Well, 9 are gay, 1 does not yet know the truth. Because in the Philippines, there's this term called bakla, which is the word they use for gay in their culture, and it's a little different. But the cultural expectations are so different. Because there, if you're bakla, if you're gay, they expect you to act like, I'm fire! They want you to make RuPaul look like Ron Paul. And my mom, you know, this is opposite. It's like, instead of don't ask, don't tell, it's like, don't make us ask, make sure we can tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, said to Big Charge, you will be the only Filipino in the world who is gay. Lies! But so my uncle was asking her, Del, are you sure that Big Charge is bakla? She's like, oh yes, he's bakla. But he does not act bakla. Oh no, that is American bakla. See, in the Philippines, Filipino bakla, they try to act like Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, or SpongeBob. But in American bakla, they try to act like Tom Cruise, or John Travolta, or Hillary Clinton. Now I remember, when I came out to my dad, and the first thing he said is like, stop sewing, stop theater, and stop doing that thing you do. What thing? You know. That thing you do with your eyes. Oh, you mean... Join the football team. Dad, that's not a cure, that's foreplay. I mean, imagine me on a football field. Tweet! Legal hold. Yeah, but I am totally scoring. Okay, you guys, get as many hugs as you can today. Make new friends.
You know, don't nothing come easy. You gotta try real, real hard. I try hard, but I guess I gotta try hard.
I try so hard, can't seem to get away from misery. Man, I try so hard, always be a victim of history. It ain't my fault, cause I try to get away, but trouble follows me. And still I try so hard, hoping one day you'll come and rescue me. But until then, I'll be posted up right here in detail snow.
First let me explain that I'm just a black man, and I come from the dark side, so I'm having a hard time staying on track, man. My mind be racing, and I don't even know what I'm chasing yet. Been in and out of relationships, I'm starting to see that it's me with the complications at. But I'm laying back, praying that you get that peace of mind of me. I thought I was right, but really I'm wrong, and again I was too blind to see. I was in the fast lane, chasing my dream, and then the scene when the fame ain't cash game. They just got me going crazy. I've been so faded, trying to erase it, but I just take it. The drama just goes greater, and I've been in so many collisions, I'm pulling the issue off to later.
I try so hard, can't seem to get away from misery. Man, I try so hard, always be a victim of history. It ain't my fault, cause I try to get away, but trouble follows me. And still I try so hard, hoping one day you'll come and rescue. Right here,
details
snow, but until then, I'll be posted up right here with my
feet in. It's like I'm taking 5 steps forward and 10 steps back, trying to get ahead of the game, but I can't seem to get it on track, and I keep running away the ones that say they love me the most. How could I create the distance when it's supposed to be close enough? I just don't know, but I'll be out here fighting demons, and it's like a curse that I can't shake this part of Cleveland, and Lord, would you help me? Stop this pain, I keep inflicting on my family. Hustling and gambling, tricking and scambling, and losing sight of what I'm supposed to be telling. It's hard to manage, cause every day's a challenge. And man, I'm slipping, can't lose my balance, I'm trying not to panic.
I try so hard, can't seem to get away from misery. Man, I try so hard, always be a victim of history. It ain't my fault, cause get away, but trouble follows me. And still I try so hard, hoping one day you'll come and rescue me. But until then, I'll be posted up right here in detail snow. But until then, I'll be posted up right here with my feet getting low, getting low.
I see things won't change, I'm stuck in the game. As soon as I get out, it keeps pulling me back, get me doing dirty, dirty. So used to this hustle money that I don't understand, I'm not a firework. Studied on the street, hustlers know what I mean. Hustlers ballin' for fools, I'm trying to make that major league. So it never leave, never, till the sun came up. Gotta get it, no, no leaving, no rush. Today games they play, gotta go on and keep what you put in. If you fall off, then it's all on you. Gotta watch what you sign to. Try so hard, but I won't let
them fall.
yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, sitting around pouting all day long. Now how in the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. Now if you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of
time. Ain't no need to waste no time. wondering what's wrong with me now? You really want me to sit down and tell you about it? Are you gonna listen? Oh, I hurt so bad inside, baby, because you know I love you. You know we had so much going for us at one time, and then things changed. Why? I don't want to dog you around. I don't want to keep dogging you around, babe. We got to meet together, come together at some time. I'm willing to sit down if you are. And I do forgive you. That's how much I love you. Sure, if you are. Yeah, sometimes I'm on like that. Because I'm hurting inside. I know you want to know. Sure, why not? Maybe we can get a bottle of wine and we'll come back to the house. We'll sit down to the table together. Sure, I do love you. You know, every time you do that, it just make me go crazy. Yeah, right. Okay, baby. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for being so mad at you.
Sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me.
Okay.
Tell me what's on your mind. Don't keep on telling me everything. If it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 8 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. Thank you for your continued support. Be sure to join us every morning, every Monday and Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8:00 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Betty Wright, After the Pain. And be sure, do not text and drive. Have a great day.
Tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me, and I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
Mr. You better be careful.